When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And this is ZD Donahue.
And today is a little bit of a crossover kind of fun thing into the Self-Sewn Wardrobe group, because we've started our month or 6 to 8 weeks of making leggings.
Yep. Well, you know, it could, I mean, if we just gave everything a week, the ideas we have, it's easily 6 or 8 weeks.
I just think it's the FMLA of making leggings. It's however long my delivery
Your family
and recovery.
Leave
yeah, is you
Well,
know.
No, I mean, we have definitely, well, let me look. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a list of 7 things, but those are like major toppings or, you know, headings of the subject. Cause like under pockets, I actually have 3 pockets listed that we kind of categorized. And yet there's more than one way to make those pockets,
so,
each one of those pockets.
Let's just back up a second.
We could spend 8 weeks on pockets.
We could. Yeah. So let's just back up a second and say that what's going on is, of course, we have our made to measure leggings class
right. Is
available on sewhere.com. A lot of you have already purchased it, or maybe you were part of the people who pre-ordered the made to measure leggings class, and lots of people have been super successful. So over the past couple of weeks, as my delivery date approaches, hopefully sooner rather than
Somebody's
later.
Somebody's going to be listening to this podcast when that baby that you have inside is
like
5.
Yeah. What we've been doing is just discussing the basics of measuring and drafting. So just a little background, the Made to Measure Leggings class is a class where you take your measurements and you draft
right. Your
own leggings pattern.
And they fit you.
And they fit you.
They don't roll down in front. They don't roll down in back. If you have a patterned fabric, you don't have a bigger flower on your butt than you do on your ankle. They stay the same size because they fit you.
Yes. And we tell you that your first pair is supposed
Should
to
be your muslin.
Your muslin, your test pair to get the fit right, especially if you're new to drafting.
Right.
You know, a lot of times when people have a problem or like they're not satisfied with the fit, it can come back to not having measured accurately.
Right.
Or maybe just getting a little bit of advice from us about how to draft your
there's
curve.
There's minimal calculations, too, on the rise. And, you know, we have had some people do that incorrectly or skip it, apparently.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the other thing is, are you using the right fabric?
Yep.
So when you do your muslin, you know, we always say, oh, use the inexpensive fabric. Now, I don't mean cheap fabric.
You don't mean low quality.
I don't mean low quality. I mean inexpensive. Hopefully it's fabric that you found at a pretty good price where if you do screw it up, you're not going to be too upset with yourself. But it can't be lousy fabric.
I think that we plan on trying to have this available you can check on the website. We have a made-to-measure leggings kit.
Right.
Okay. And in terms of the pricing of the fabric, it has a 3 yards of double brushed poly, and this can get you 2 to 3 pairs of leggings, depending on how tall you are. Mm-hmm. And it has a few other things in it. So if you go to sewhere.com/leggingskit, all one word, leggings kit, you should see that there if you're like, well, I don't want to use, you know, real crappy fabric. It does have to be fabric that's the characteristic that we define.
Right. Absolutely.
Always stretch.
Yeah, and most everybody is wearing their first set of leggings.
Yeah, that's very true.
Maybe they're just wearing them at home. Now, Lonnie made a pair. I call them the gesture leggings, where one leg is one fabric and one leg is the other, because it's a two-piece pattern. And I have yet to make those for myself, but I'm going to make some.
And Lonnie's crotch looked amazing.
Yes.
Who else's crotch? Megan.
Megan had a good one.
Lauren. Lauren is someone who, she had a little bit of knee sag, and she took that in. So that was a modification made on, like, her muslin. Yeah, the other thing is, when you make a muslin of leggings, most of the time, you can kind of mess with it.
Yeah, you can make them look fine.
And then transfer that to your sloper.
To your new sloper.
You know, and it is kind of a nice...
You know, I have never had to modify one. I don't know if it's because I'm used to it. You know what I'm saying?
We are more experienced, you know, for sure.
Yes.
And but when we made those for the ladies at Baby Lock
and stuff...
When we
were at Baby Lock. And they... Okay. Shame on Baby Lock, but in their storeroom, they did not have a dressmaker's curve. And it was late at night, so their warehouse was closed. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I could have, like, made somebody go over there and get me one. So I didn't even use a dressmaker's curve.
You
I freehanded these.
Yeah.
Didn't have grid. Freehanded them on these huge Post-it notes. These Post-it notes were what, like, 20 by 14 or something? I don't know what
size
they were.
No, they were real wide.
Yeah.
They were like 20 by 30 or something, weren't they?
No, they weren't. No, because I had to put
two of them
I had to put two together to get the length. So I posted noted one onto the other. And some of them were already like written on. They were scrap paper. And, you know, I actually, you were off. You and I were yelling back and forth because I would say, hey, here's somebody's rise. Here's this. Calculate this for me. And then you'd yell the number back across for
Mom
me.
Mom yelling across the room at me. What's new?
No. Yeah.
Okay, so in the self-sewn wardrobe, though, we've kind of chosen this as our theme. We did underwear the last month, right? And now we're doing leggings. And what we're doing now is fleshing out all of those add-ons and hacks. That
you know, hacks is like such a funny word. I want to say modifications.
Add-ons,
features.
But hack is...
Hack is the new internet.
The audio historians, if you're wondering what the hell that means, people use that a lot. It's a pattern.
Oh, you know, you used to hack something up and then you threw it away because
I see
the crap out of it or whatever.
I see button-up shirts,
and
they'll be like, oh, pattern hack. It's not a button-up. It's a half button-up, you know? And I'm like, oh.
That was really hard to do.
Well, it is.
Okay.
No, it is. It's not that it's not hard. It's just like... From how you taught me to sew and how I've learned to sew, I never hesitated to think, oh, I have a shirt and now I can do
this to it.
Anything to it almost. You
I like when somebody will post something and go, can I add a pocket? And I'm like,
you can
add a pocket to anything you want.
That's right.
Because I have, so you can too.
No, that's very... We're very open to that. Now, at the same time, so what we were just discussing before we actually got on here and started recording, we have that experience that we talked about, right, Mom? Like, we've been making clothes for a while and feel comfortable here. But I think it's important not to leave this stuff too open-ended because it can be confusing or, what's the word? I think that if you don't, like, I don't want to make an assumption.
Overwhelming?
Yeah, or I don't want to make an assumption that somebody knows that this type of modification, we're talking about, I'll just mention one of the hacks here, talking about a welt-zippered pocket.
Right.
For lack of a better term. It's pretty much what it is.
It's an invisible zippered pocket, sort of. Yeah.
And it's sort of constructed like a welt pocket on a woven. And I was just talking to mom about it, and I'm like, we really need to give some guidance on the size of this pocket, like, and how leggings aren't really meant to have the size of pockets of, like, pants.
And I think this is a theme we've hit before, is, and maybe hack isn't such a bad word, because you know, when people say, oh, do I have to do this or I have to do that, I want you to do it what is considered the correct way the first time. I want people to understand why you're putting the collar in this way or why you're putting the zipper in this way. I want them to understand. I want them to understand the character of the fabric, the why it's sewn that way, you know, why it's sewn inside out and turned right side out, or why you're sewing inside the circle instead of outside the circle or whatever. You need to know those principles sometimes before you go to the hack or the modification. Otherwise, you're going to do one little thing that screws you up.
Yeah, and I think that when I was talking to you about this welt pocket, and I was like, oh, what if somebody wants to do this or this or this? We're going to put out their instructions, and we're going to put out recommendations, and we might even have some little, we were talking about downloadable templates.
Like templates and guidelines to say, you don't want to put, you know, a pocket that holds a, an iPad?
Yeah.
In your leggings.
In your leggings. Like,
you will look like you have a square on your leg.
It's not gonna work. You know, and like this little zippered pocket is not appropriate for like putting like chapstick and keys.
And your credit card.
And a whole wallet or something. It's not a pair of jeans.
Right.
Okay. You know, so anyway, I just thought that was something that was kind of interesting as we talk about this. Whereas you and I think if we went and we're like, oh yeah, I want to add a pocket, we'd be able to sort of think about things like scale,
fabric,
recovery, things like that. We'd be able to think about
where are you going to put it on your body?
That's right.
You know, do you put a hip pocket like on your hip, or do you come inside to the front a little, or go to the back, or you know, those things all matter. So we will in every alteration or modification or hack, we will discuss those types of things. Now, it doesn't mean you can't ask us about something that you come up with. You guys come up with some bizarre stuff sometimes. So, you know, just go for it. Anyway, you know, I have helped people modify things. They've had a colostomy bag.
Yep.
You know, and how do they wear it with a pair of leggings or something like
that's
that?
That's not the most bizarre thing at all.
No, it's not. And it's not. And it isn't, you know.
No. Anyway, okay. So let's cover a couple of hacks here before we go to message break. You have your little categories there, Mom.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with?
Well, I think the first one, because I think we've almost got it even done, right?
Yeah.
We've got the pictures done and everything, is a waist hack. So, so in the leggings, you're just doing in the class, the downloadable class, we just have you doing a fold-over elastic waistband.
Yeah, and when you say fold over elastic waistband, we don't mean fold over elastic. We mean
elastic that's folded over in the fabric.
Yes, yes. Right. So we use a 1-inch, like what we recommend. And what comes in that kit that I talked about is 1-inch cotton swimwear elastic, and it's serged and then folded over.
Right. So, and that's great for a muslin. You get to decide where you want it. It's easy to hack off the top and redo it if it's too tall or whatever.
May I interject here?
I don't know. May you? Mother, may I? Yes, you may.
Okay. A lot of people are like, I hate elastic in the waistband of my leggings. It looks stupid. It doesn't look stupid when they fit you.
If it's correct, it does not look stupid.
Because I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I said, Mother, may I? If you have a pair of leggings that has that elastic in the top and it looks funky on you, like a bubble or something, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of that look either. And when I was first making the leggings, I was like, yeah, I'll do this for my first pair, but I'm going to prefer a different finish for something else. And they look so dang smooth that you will just,
impress yourself.
Okay? You will be surprised at how nicely that elastic treatment actually looks on the waistband. Okay, go on, Mom.
Well, and they may be surprised when we do the mesh yoke. And elastic waistband, they may be surprised that there's actually elastic in there. Now, you don't have to put that elastic in there, and we'll talk about this, But I find it's better. It hugs my body better. I like it better.
I like it better.
Well, and I guess, you know, I know what I do in my leggings. I am not a sedentary person. And I swim in my leggings also. So my leggings get wet.
No, I'd really recommend.
And I do aerial in my leggings. So I'm stretching and twisting and everything. And, you know, like I said, we'll tell them about this. So there's two ways to do it. Although
I was going to, don't tell them there's two ways. Just put the,
yeah, do it this way. Do it the Mallory Zeedy way.
It's a thinner elastic that we recommend. Okay. So let's talk about this. Our first hack modification that we're going to present.
What is the first one? Are you going to do the ham hat?
No, let's talk about the power mesh waistband. Oh, okay. Let's talk about that first. So this is not just.
I love power mesh. I want all of my underwear to just be power mesh.
You know what I've been dreaming about? This is totally off topic.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to make my own.
Now, remember, she's hormonal.
I'm going to make my own. I'm so hormonal. I just cried a ton this morning. Mom's not. If you're like, oh, ZD's being mean to Mallory. No, it's understatement.
I was nice. I said, do not kill the dog. Have a good cry.
Yeah. And I did want to kill the dog. I don't know how you knew that, but okay. I love.
Been there.
Love my dog. Okay. I want to make my own fabric from the power mesh, like lace.
Uh-huh.
Okay, like embellished lace and make easy tees. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop talking about it right now because we have something else to talk about. Okay. And it's not, okay, it's power mesh, but remember when we sourced it to sell, I tried to source power mesh. And it was not what we were looking for.
It was not powerful enough.
So the actual stuff that we sell on the website, and actually that is included in that made-to-measure leggings kit, is called Power Shaper Net.
Right.
It is such a lovely texture. It is very stable when you're just holding it and folding it and stuff.
And when you have it on, it's supportive but not confining. Yeah, the only way you know how to say it. You don't feel like you're putting on a pair of Spanx that belong to your little sister.
Especially not when you use the pattern for the made-to-measure
leggings. Right, and do it the correct way, right.
Because, it doesn't rub. In fact, the hand of the fabric,
I'm telling you, I'm just going to make underwear out of that, especially to go under my leggings because I don't want it to show.
Right, yeah.
You know, I'm always worried about my...
Low profile.
Yeah, well, no, the panty, you know, what do you call it?
Panty line?
Yeah.
Panty line?
Yeah.
VPL?
But you call it something.
Oh, brutal panty lines.
Brutal. The brutal panty line. Oh, you know, I was behind this woman the other day in class, right? And we were doing lunges. And I look up and I'm like, I can see the writing on your underwear.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, the sun was coming in.
At the right angle.
Right from the west. And the studio has big, huge windows in it. But she had on leggings that were stretched really tight over her butt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I was looking at them as like, she needs my class.
Yeah.
But I don't talk.
Because I
could see not only the line of her underpants, but it had like little word. It had French words on it in Paris and little Eiffel Towers on her underwear. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, in class, we don't care.
Who cares? Yeah,
but
right.
If I was in the grocery store, I would care.
Well, I care personally for me, too, because I was wearing my black double-brushed poly, which is the fabric that comes in the kit. And I was doing child's pose in physical therapy.
Yeah.
And I was wearing, like, white and gray underwear, like they're my maternity underwear.
Right.
And it's some kind – I don't know if it was these – the Chevron underwear that I'm wearing right now. I'm not wearing any pants while we're podcasting.
Having a lovely time here.
And I thought, I wonder if in this extreme, like, how much more folded over?
Right.
Can
how
you
much
get?
More? How much more butt stretched but, can you be?
Yes,
right.
It's more than a lunge.
Right.
It's the child's pose where you're.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
then I came home and I like kind of dropped to my knees in front of you and I said, "Hey, can you see my pattern underwear through this?" And you said, "No." So that was good. Okay, power mesh freaking waistband. Right. It's not just a waistband; it's a yoke, right, Mom?
Yes.
Talk about it.
So
it
can be, and this again. You get to modify. You get to decide. You can make this a high yoke. You can make it a low yoke. We're going under belly button, over belly button. You can make these high-waisted, sort of retro-looking, you know.
Okay, that's my personal
favorite
thing.
Well, I really like it because I hang upside down, too. So, you know, I don't have to wear 100 shirts or whatever I don't want my belly to show.
The thing about the Power Mesh yoke or waistband treatment, too, is what happens is you no longer have a center seam all the way from crotch to waist.
That's correct.
The seams on the yoke get moved to the sides. And this is so interesting because it's not really a very different amount of fabric necessarily. What it is, and it is, it's slightly smaller, but what it is the seams are at the side. And, you know, you're everyone's body, no matter how it's shaped, like, you're softer at that front of your abdominal area. Right. Than you are at your size.
That seam just shows under clothing in general, too.
And it can just smooth that. And I am a huge fan of belly smoothing for me. We're going to recommend a depth of the yoke to you. And then that's something you can mess with, too.
Well, as a side here, I've had abdominal surgery, so I have quite a large scar, you know, midline. And that seam lays right in my scar.
Right.
Yeah. So if I move it to the side, it's nice because it can irritate me sometimes. That scar can the scar seam. Can be aggravated. You know. So if those seams are on the side, my scar is all safe and tucked in there, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I like to have a pair. I love leggings that go up to my natural waist, my smallest part.
Or even past, I even like a little bit. Yeah.
I feel so secure in them, and I don't do aerial as much as you do. But when I would do CrossFit, my favorite pair of leggings was way up there.
Well, and who wants plumber's butt while you're doing CrossFit?
Yeah, and some people, like Sam wears her leggings lower. Her she body, does. But she likes hers lower.
And here's the deal. Bodies change, especially if you're working out a lot or something, or you've just had it. So at different times in your life, you may like your leggings in a different place. That happens also.
Yeah, so I kind of like a tall yoke there, but you're going to be able to mess around with that. So this is a hack where you modify the waistline of the leggings so that it's lined with power mesh.
Right.
I don't even want to show people not putting the elastic.
I don't even think a pair of my leggings I work out in can go without the power mesh. I just love it so much. It just feels so good. And when you're stretching and doing all that and they stay in one place, it's the only way to go. I hate to have to pull my pants up.
No, it's
like,
annoying.
You know, when I'm just done, you know, warrior two or something.
Okay, also, if you're going to wear leggings under a dress, how awkward is it to pull those up, like, when you're not in the bathroom or something?
That's right.
You know, like, you're going to go under your dress or you're going to pinch the leggings up underneath the fabric of your tunic or dress.
Yeah, but, you know, the only thing is I usually don't hang upside down or do my warrior, you know, positions when I'm in a dress.
No, I know. Right. But, like, if you're wearing them out and about, they can be comfortable, too. Okay, so that is going to be the first hack that we cover in our Mallory's maternity time leggings stint. And then the ham hot waistband. Mm-hmm. So this is also just called a fabric waistband.
And this is what we actually wound up doing at Baby Lock because we had no elastic and we had these fantastic sewing machines and this wonderful fabric and that was it.
Thread. We had thread.
we had thread. Well, and I mean, I was even like, begging for a pencil.
Yes.
I was drafting with Sharpie. I had no pencil. I had to draft with Sharpie. So this was minimal, you know, resources except these extravagant machines.
Which are lovely to use. So we used the fabric. Of course, these leggings are made of stretchy fabric. We used the fabric as the elastic to hold up the leggings.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have our little special, you know, ham hot technique. If you go to the group, there's a video on that. And we plan to do a little nicer YouTube video, too, that's a little more shareable. And that's going to be a hack that we share as well. That's what I did for my maternity leggings. It made them very, very comfortable. And I don't really have trouble with my maternity leggings sliding down because there's a 10-inch larger belly below my waist.
There's a bump to
holding
hold it up.
Them up, you know.
The baby is holding up Mallory's leggings.
And to be honest, I drafted those leggings when I was 17 weeks pregnant. I was about to say 17 months. It almost came out of my mouth. So that would be terrible.
And now you're 37. Almost. No, you're 36 plus.
Yeah.
You're 36 plus.
So 20 weeks later.
Right.
And they still fit. They're made out of the double brush poly. So that's definitely a factor in them still fitting. That's a very stretchy fabric. But that Ham Hot waistband is still going strong. Only very recently have I been like, uh-oh.
They might get small.
It's getting a little small here.
And the other thing about that waistband is it's laid very flat over your bump.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. it's like, talk about getting rid of bulk.
Yes, yes.
There's no bulk added to that waistband.
And like I said, people use this fabric waistband when they're not pregnant, of course. Right. But we'll talk about that. And that's just a much less involved.
Well, and the other thing I've done is I've used a different fabric with more lycra in it,
uh-huh,
which was tighter, heavier as that
good point
Ham Hot band versus what the actual legs of the leggings were made out. So I have, and you'll see that color block sort of look in ready to wear, but I've actually done it because we've got that black lycra that we've got here is, you know, super duper.
It's left over from something.
It's left over from Acro.
Dancer Acro.
I think, yeah.
And it's a very...
It's tough stuff.
Yeah.
It's industrial strength lycra, black lycra that you can make wonderful, wonderful bands out of.
Yes. And speaking of bands, when you get that 3 yards double brush poly in the kit... It's kind of nice. Like, don't throw away those scraps.
Oh, no, no.
Keep them for bands for everything.
Everything. Little baby stuff.
I love the way even if you're not using the double brush poly for your main fabric.
Right.
And you want to put black bands on. Like, I used them for underwear bands.
Right.
Oh, my God. They're so comfortable. Now, you know what I did, though? I cheated one time. I made myself one of those crop tops. And I cut the band not in the greatest direction of stretch. And it was fine while pregnant for, I'd say, like 2 months. And now it's getting a little tight. So if your body changes a ton, you might have an issue.
You should be thinking about
that. I would recommend using the greatest degree of stretch with your fabric bands all the time. Okay, so we'll get to that. Now, let's take a little message break.
How are we on time?
Let's take a crotch break for a long time.
Okay.
Mom.
Let's take a crotch break.
When we come back, crotches.
Hey, Mal.
Hey, Mom.
I heard you were easy.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
No, it means what you really heard was, well, Mallory, your easy tea looks so good on you.
I should have known that it was something about something you made.
Like you said, you're getting into your golden years. Sometimes, you know, mishearing things. It happens.
No, you're
right?
The one that mishears things. I know this. You make lapel pins about it.
Okay. So I am currently wearing an easy tee, and I wear them all the time. The easy tee is a semi-fitted short sleeve t-shirt made out of a woven fabric, and you draft the easy tee to fit your measurements by taking the easy tee class.
Well, how do I take this class?
It's an online class that you can watch anytime on sewhere.com. To purchase the class, go to sewhere.com/easy tee. That's just EASYT.
Is this on my computer?
It's on your computer. It's on your phone. It's on your iPad. The class is divided up into short, easily consumable segments, some of which you may not ever need to watch ever again, but some of which you might want to revisit. So you have the ability to mark lessons as completed and also to star lessons so you can go back and revisit the ones that are most important to you.
And I can vouch, Mallory's easy tea is a lot easier than Mallory is.
Once again, go to sewhere.com/easy tee to begin your pattern drafting journey.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, we're back now.
Mom tried to make it hard for Sam to edit that in.
We're going to approach crotches.
Crotches. Upcoming crotches.
For Donna Sue. Crotch, 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 crotch. Was that five times?
One, two, three, four. Yes, okay. Yes. For Donna. She says whenever she says the word crotch, she likes to say it five times. I think it's great. So
the standard leggings you're going to make.
Yes.
Right?
Tell us about that.
You're going to have a four-point intersection, right, in your crotch.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right.
That's just the regular old way of making pants or leggings or tights or whatever.
And let me just insert here. This is the part of the leggings that is, quote, like, the hardest or takes the most subtlety.
Seems to be.
Drafting the crotch curve. And we have written and done some blog posts about this. So there should be plenty of crotch support.
That's right.
For you to get an appropriate crotch curve. You don't want to have too much fabric in your crotch and, like, make, you know, wrinklies.
Have excess crotch, droopy
droopy crotch.
And you don't want too tight a crotch.
And the thing about too tight a crotch, here's the deal. I don't think that the crotch curve has a lot to do with camel toe.
I think the rise is more.
Do you think
yes.
so, too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
So,
you can get camel toe with too much fabric.
Well,
because it's not.
I don't know if there's another term for
that.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what that is. Dog nose. I don't know. Mule's nose. How's that?
Stop. Just stop. Okay. Yeah, something. Too much fabric in your crotch. You don't want that.
Well, you get, like, happy face because your crotch will have smile lines on the side of it.
That is so much more like PG,
like,
than
happy face.
Mule nose or whatever.
I don't know.
I love it. I love it. No, people, there's going to be something in the group about that. No, right. That's great.
So crotch fit is important.
Crotch fit is important, but getting a close, don't be afraid of a close curve there.
Right.
Because what that will do is that will kind of stretch straight across.
That's right.
When we talk about the crotch, we're talking about, where your genitals are. Okay, so no matter what kind of genitals you have, you want the right amount of fabric in there to make it look, you know, like smooth.
As smooth as possible.
Okay.
Well, depending on who
or not.
Or if you would like the enhancement package.
Yep, there you go. So if you are,
I prefer the modesty panel.
Yeah, I kind of like there to be a bit of a smooth line across there and not be showing like the
I don't want people to know my religion by being able to look at my crotch.
There you go. So keep that in mind. Don't be afraid of a close crotch curve there. Give yourself plenty of credit on the rise. But one of the modifications or hacks that we're going to be offering is the crotch triangle or crotch diamond or triangle. Which one do you
like? I will tell you, I think the triangle is all you need.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
The crotch triangle is ZD's favorite.
Yes. So, it could be the Bermuda triangle if we were making Bermudas. Anyway. We were scared where I was going.
Yeah, I thought you were going to. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well,
though.
The reason and basically the reason you put this there, okay, is so you don't have the four-point intersection. And the stress on the fabric. There's really not a big modification as far as, deleting or adding fabric. You're just putting in, it's like using a princess seam to sort of maybe enhance the shape.
Instead of darts
something. You're not adding or subtracting fabric.
That's a really good point.
You're inserting the shape in order to avoid that four-point
intersection, because the 4-point intersection, if you think about it, all of a sudden all the stress is on one little point.
One point.
So if you put that triangle in, the stress has been spread.
Distributed, dispersed.
Yeah, yes. Distributed is a good word. Between, you know, now you actually have it distributed between those four.
Yeah, there's still kind of like 4 points, but there's a triangle.
Right in the middle.
That wasn't a good way to say it.
No.
Sorry.
But what it is they're not all four coming together at the same time.
Yes.
At the same point. So it, you know, it allows for those, you can do all the moving around or whatever without stressing that point. And you know what? I really noticed this, and I haven't put like a crotch triangle in many kids' clothes, but it's the kids that bust them out. I swear.
No, it's your husband.
Oh, my husband. Yeah.
My husband busts freaking crotch. Well, yeah. He does it in pants. He does it in pants to have a gusset. Anyway, get off that train.
So we will talk about that. And, you know,
And to be completely honest here, okay, I haven't had to do this on any of my leggings.
Right.
I know that a lot of you might think I'm just kind of like sitting around being pregnant. Okay. But those maternity leggings I have, I've only made 2 pair. So I have had to wash and wear them often. And I'm squatting down with my kid. I paddleboard in them.
Swim.
I haven't swam in those. Not in the double brush poly ones.
You have another pair you have, though. Yeah.
Yes. But doing a lot of work up here, like carrying the boxes around, squatting. I have been moving in them a lot, have not had trouble.
Well,
I just want to say, but if you're someone who's like, you know, I just want these leggings to have this stress distributed, this is where you can experiment with it.
Well, and again, flipping back to ready to wear a little bit, they're putting that in there because they don't know how much you're going to stretch that seam. So when you draft your own leggings, you don't have this excess stress there that you may have if you're wearing a size medium. Think about that.
Yep.
Who wears a size medium? Like 4 or 5 or 6 different size people wear a size medium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that helps those ready to wear, and that's where you see them is in the more expensive ones.
It's an insurance policy.
Right. You don't see them in the $7 leggings.
No,
but you see them in the more expensive leggings.
That's a good point. It's an insurance policy to accommodate
for different size people. Now,
the other thing
we can do with that sometimes too is we can put a little bit of a panty liner in there.
Oh, good
point.
And
people go commando.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes people like that for going commando.
And we go commando. And our crotches are juicy places, and that's why there are panty liners in there.
Right.
Okay? I just find it so freeing to be like, this is why there's extra fabric there. You know, because we're like, can I leave the gusset out? And I'm like,
you can.
Maybe you can. Like, I got
you can do whatever you want.
Juicy crotch, I guess. I don't know. You know, anyway.
I'm glad we shared that.
Yeah. No, I want people need to know.
Yeah, no,
that's
it is.
That's why pantyhose or tights.
Anything you see has that.
They'll have
a little circle, a little triangle, a little rectangle, something there just to absorb any moisture that might happen to, you know, come its way.
Right, right. Okay, and is there one more crotch or is that, no, that's
well, that's about it on the crotches. That's all I have ever done. Now, the other thing I have done is I have actually made a neutral liner to leggings.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'll show you a picture of that. I don't think you're going to want to make it. I don't make it anymore, but I did in a pair of scuba knit surf shorts that I made, you know, board shorts that I made. And because I didn't want to wear underwear.
Yeah. Right.
And they were, you know, it was a light color, and I also didn't want certain shadows to show.
Right. Right.
So I will show a picture of that. I don't think it's not a hard thing for somebody to do.
The one last crotch thing that I haven't gotten to test completely for myself yet, but I've taken the steps, is to eliminate the one inseam going in the crotch and having a strip that goes from ankle to ankle.
I haven't perfected that. I've made it. I haven't.
Me too.
I haven't done it well enough to teach someone, I don't think yet.
That's, yes. And so that's another.
Like, I know how to do it for me. I'm not sure I know how to do it for everyone.
I think we've not talked about this together. Right. But I think I do know what to do.
I do too.
So,
yeah.
No, I do. No.
No, I know.
No, I know.
No, I know.
No, I know.
I know, you know, you know. I know.
So anyway, we'll be working on that. That's the one last crotch thing.
That might be like a 2018 edition. Like
yes. This. Yes, yeah. It totally could. But these are all, when you think about these modifications, sometimes they are things that I've seen people buy an entire leggings pattern to have.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about you buy the class mm-hmm. for $19.99, and all of these add-ons are...
Now, let's ask a question about this. If you buy that pattern, do you have to buy that pattern then if you want to make your husband or your kids or your granddaughter or your baby, you know, leggings? Do you buy that pattern again?
I don't know. I'm confused.
If you buy made-to-measure leggings...
Oh.
And you buy that pattern class.
No.
How many times do you have to buy it if you make...
Just once. When you said that pattern, I thought you meant the commercial one.
Yes, that's the difference. I'm sorry. Maybe I might have been confusing. So here's the deal. You buy it once.
That's right.
And it fits everyone in the world because you can draft for anyone that you can measure.
That's right.
Or anyone that you can have someone measure for you. There's a measuring sheet and there's a video and you can say to someone, I'm sending you the measuring sheet, you know, and this is how you're gonna. So you can measure someone across the country and
yeah,
make them leggings.
Don't share your made to measure leggings password with a bunch of people and
no,
not give
it'll
us...
crash for one thing.
I don't think
go
it'll
ahead.
Crash, but don't share it if somebody didn't buy it. Okay. So be careful about that, Mom.
Well, I didn't say that. I said your leggings. You can share your measuring sheet.
You said the video, too.
I said there is a video, you can
yes.
share the
yes.
measuring
yes.
sheet. I'm not talking about sharing
technically, they shouldn't share the measuring sheet either. Anyway, we'll talk about intellectual property on another another podcast. But if you want to join us in the Self-Sewn Wardrobe group, do that. Go to facebook.com/groups/self-sewn wardrobe. And next week's podcast is going to talk about even more leggings hacks, right, Mom? We've got more
you got it.
To discuss. Okay. We'll see you next week. You can follow us on Instagram. We are ZD Sewing Studio.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.